attempt to usurp the mandate statutorily given to the Corps, and in a disguised way handing it over to the police through the back door. Mr. Chairman, sir, let me call your attention to our bill, and I quote Section 3(1)(e): the Corps shall maintain 24-hour surveillance over critical national assets and infrastructure and projects from federal, state, and local government. And the chairman, sir, the Corps has a very distinct spread. We have all our commands in the 7 states. We have also all our offices in the 774 divisions, including districts and cells. Another quotation in our Act, Section 3, 1, and F: the Corps has power to arrest with or without warrant, detain, investigate, and institute legal procedures by or in the name of Attorney General of the Federation in accordance with the provision of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria against any person who is reasonably suspected to have committed an offense under this Act or involved in any criminal activity. More specifically, on the subject at hand, Section 3 empowers the Corps to combat industrial espionage and fraud, syndicate activities aimed at defrauding the federal government or defraud or frustrating any act of any of its program or policy. Mr. Chairman, sir, the Corps has recorded a lot of achievements in the area of protection of critical national assets and infrastructure. And we have seen that apart from the achievements we have recorded in the area of arresting vandals, pipelines, and other critical assets like the railway, we have seen that there is a diversion of a well-syndicated elite group who have now gone into mining, and that is why the Corps decided to collaborate with the Solid Mineral Ministry to bring up mining marshals. The mining marshals, all they are well trained. They are selected from the Special Forces Department, trained by the military. They have exceptionally recorded some very powerful achievements. They have destroyed over 100 and sealed illegal mining sites, arrested over 50 suspects, including Chinese nationals. In fact, currently we have over 30 cases, subjudice in the court, you know, which includes these Chinese nationals. We have seen really that the bill is going to contradict our own bill and usurp the function of the court, and then it's also tantamount to duplication. It is also in the news that mining marshals have arrested and charged traditional rulers that are also properly involved in this illegal mining. May I quote, sir, some very salient sections in the bill? Clause 3, 1A and B of the proposed Nigerian Mines and Land Service Bill. It provides as follows.
Give you 2 more minutes, please.
All right, sir. The service presently combat illegal mining and artisanal mining and investigate arrests and over to the police for further investigation. Without missing words, sir, let's call the spade bandits. Like in Kogi, we dismantled 34 bandit camps.